this week on Video Death Loop.
Make a better salad with bacon. Make a better salad today.
Plus, that lettuce is a kleptomaniac. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hi, John.
Hello. Hello. You did it. We made it here. We are together in the same virtual room
doing this virtual podcast. How many times can we get COVID this year?
You know,
we've missed a few episodes, and they haven't all been for COVID.
Not all of them.
But more than you would expect have been for. And John and I are like people that have not had COVID. Like, we just got blasted. Just blasted.
Yeah, during the pandemic, we were good. Everything was good. At this current stage of wherever we are in civilization, Western civilization, I got COVID for my second time, unfortunately, and it sucked. So,
yeah. I've got COVID two times in like 6 months.
Yeah. It's like
never before.
Like
never
a Pokemon before. Release every 6 months. Like, you know, you got, oh, did you get the new COVID Violet?
Honest to God, it may have been more. It may have been like 4 months. I know. I will say this. I got COVID for the first time when Final Fantasy VII Rebirth came out.
Okay, that seems planned, actually.
I remember that. Yeah, I mean, it was nice. It was nice to have some time off and enjoy it, but
yeah.
At the same time, and then I just had COVID, like, you know, maybe like a month or two ago. I don't even think that was, I think that was like 4 months. But in any case, we're here, we're back. We've been searching for gamer printers, which I think is a great... John came up with the idea of a gamer printer.
We were talking about the most adult of conversations, which is like, what printer do you have? And it's like, oh wait, like we you know how most printers, they're standard gray, standard white, you know, very passe, very computer like, you respect it. Like it's a tie for the modern computer age.
Right. I mean, and it's a computer in the term that I think we still all have in our head of a computer, which is that beige or gray, which no computers are anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all black or silver. Mm-hmm. They're not a nice, I don't know, a good tone that's going to get stained by cigarette smoke.
Oh, I was just thinking that. It's like, yeah, it's got to get that good old nicotine brown in there somewhere.
Yeah, it does. John asked, do they make the gaming printer, the gamer printer, with all the bullshit LEDs? And we can't find one.
I want a printer that every time I do a kick-ass no-scope headshot in Call of Duty, it prints it out.
It prints it out automatically.
Yes, like an API realizes it's a sick-ass moment. I want to put that on my refrigerator.
But it's also written with all, like, with all of the care that all bundled printer applications are written with, so it just runs in your taskbar and is terrible. And every time you print up, it like somehow minimizes your game when you get that headshot. And it's like, Rico headshot print is now printing. Buy supplies at Rico.com.
Yeah, you have not replaced your ink cartridge in 3 years, and you're not going to anytime soon.
Nope. At least not with a Rico branded one.
No. Gonna get the do you remember when it was a big deal to get like refillable ink cartridges and fill that ink yourself?
I recall the advertisements. No, I never did it. I never did that.
I didn't do that, but I knew people who did, and it just felt like they were just covered in ink for days afterwards. I could
see that being a problem from just so far away. The idea that a random person in the world could be steady enough to like use a turkey baster to somehow refill their ink cartridge, you just knew there were going to be so many stained shirts and hands.
God forbid if you use that turkey baster to refill your ink cartridge, and then it's like, oh, Thanksgiving is around the corner. Oh no.
Is is inkjet ink good for basting a turkey?
It's definitely it's a coating shell for sure.
It views that those Bing results as a headshot and prints it off automatically for you. It just says yes, eat the ink.
Okay, we print on everything now. Why don't we have like if we're gonna be printing on everything now, we need like printable ham or printable turkey for like your family dinner or something, like where you print a message on there just to get like printed, like how they print the graphic on a cake nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's just on like for a turkey. It can be black and white. It's okay. Be like cool headshot on the turkey.
I don't think that is honestly unreasonable. Like, you're saying it as a joke, but I'm sort of because there's been so many things that I find unpalatable that have ended up just normal everyday parts of life. Mm-hmm. But I can 100% imagine like going to a butcher, you like it, just be like, hey, I want to get some steaks and I want, it's for my buddy's birthday and I want his face on him. And you just, I don't know, they have some kind of like printer. That's, they put the steaks through. And it's got your friend's face on it. And then you can.
Aaron, if I came to like a barbecue that you hosted and the steaks had my face on it, I would probably not be there very long. I'd probably be worried for my health and life.
Let's eat your face.
No.
But what's the difference between eating your face on a steak and eating your face on a cake? But legitimately, what's the difference?
It's a little bit, I don't think anyone's ever done that for me, so I've never been faced with that situation, thankfully. But the steak is made of meat, and I'm made of meat. The cake is not made of meat.
What is cake but meat?
No, it's not. It's the opposite of meat. It is sugar and flour and things, and like they rise up and you put icing on it. There's no meat involved in your cake.
I don't know what kind of boring ass cakes you've been eating, but I love a little meat, little like cake and meatballs.
What is that?
It's meatballs on a cake, John. That's what it is. It's exactly what it sounds like. It could be Swedish. Swedish meatballs, can be a little sweet, right?
They're a little sweet, but they're not on a cake.
But
they don't have icing.
You.
You are right. There is nothing stopping me but God at that point. And like God should stop you if you're trying to do that. God should come down from the sky and be like, what the hell are you? What the hell? I gave you both cake and meat and you have chosen to do this together with it. You are going to hell.
Listen, God, this is just the first step of me printing John's face on a steak and serving it to him.
Does it show up like primarily like before it's cooked that like it looks like my face, or like does it like as you go to whatever preferred cooking temperature for the steak, like if you like it raw or medium or whatever, does it just become more and more prominent depending on how cooked the steak is?
I think so. I'm sure there's like temperature sensitive ink, right?
Yeah.
That could, in that
there
way,
is,
you're
yeah.
It's like you're giving your steak a tattoo. I guess you could look to see if anyone has had severe burns on a tattoo and what that tattoo looks like afterward. And that would sort of tell you what my meat print would look like after you cooked it.
Come, angel investors out there, if you need a new, need something that's not Web3 cryptocurrency AI shit to invest, that's a real product, meat print.
Yeah, Aaron's meat printer.
Yeah, yeah. We will print the ink on the meat.
Right on the meat. Yeah. It says, soon we'll have duplex printing. Print on both sides of the meat. We'll have John's face on one side and his ass on the other.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm into this now, weirdly enough. Oh, I got a video for you, Aaron.
Okay.
I got a video and it's closer than I care to admit to this conversation, actually.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. You have no idea what the video is. I do. I chose it. And I'm going to make you watch it. We're going to watch it together until one of us taps out in 3, 3, 2, 1
Ugh, there's a lettuce talking to a woman.
Yes.
About Bacos.
Bacos. Yeah. Do you remember Bacos, like you put on your salad?
Remember Bacos? I'm pretty sure Bacos are still a thing.
I'm pretty sure they are too, but like I don't ever think about Bacos. I don't.
I mean, not thinking about Bacos is presumably your problem. Bacos are soy based. They're like soy. Is that right? Is that what a Baco is? It's not
I don't know.
It's not a bacon,
right?
But it is a thing that tastes like a bacon or is purported to taste like a bacon. I'm not confident that it does taste like a bacon, but it's, you know, gives you a little crunch, gives you a little savoriness.
Yeah, it gives a little bit of a crunch in there. It adds to it. It's on that level of things. It's like I do not want to be reminded that this is a salad. So you put this with croutons and all that just to force your way into the salad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you put in the veggies first and then you do as much as you can to disguise those veggies.
Right.
I will say, as a noted and very public anti-romaine lettuce proponent, I appreciate that this is just a good old-fashioned head of iceberg lettuce that's talking to this woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just the straight up, like iceberg lettuce is trying to give you what you need for the salad. It's got suggestions for you. It knows what it is.
It's king of the salad. I mean, I don't know when this is from, the 70s, the 80s?
79, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it seems about right. I don't think we as American society was not bored in 1979, but I have to imagine if you offered someone romaine lettuce in 1979, they'd have no idea what to do with it. It's like, what the shit is this? What is it? What is this? This is an iceberg. This isn't the only lettuce that exists.
There are definitely trends, though, like in terms of like snackage and pre-dinner foods that we don't do anymore. I remember like 50s, like, you know, like putting mayo on toast, like on bread and nothing else or something like that, and stuff like that.
They did that in the 50s.
In the 50s or something. Like it feels like every time I look back on 50s, like the hors d'oeuvres that you give for the dinner guests, something horrifying and disgusting I do not care to look at. I'll look away and forget about it promptly after.
I mean, okay. Is it toast or is it just bread? Is it just mayonnaise?
I think it's just bread.
Bread mayonnaise.
Yeah. Bread mayonnaise. Nothing
when
else.
You,
no cheese,
when you
no,
look at it, I mean, when you look at it, when you think about what bread and mayonnaise is together, it's like you have a grain and you have something creamy. And that's, I mean, when you look at it that way, it's kind of, it's not the craziest idea out there to put some mayonnaise on bread, right? Like, I mean, we put butter on bread. What's the difference between butter and mayonnaise? I'm not saying I eat just mayonnaise on bread. I don't think I've ever eaten that, but I'm imagining it.
Right.
Kind of spongy mayonnaise. Spongy mayonnaise fingers.
I don't like that description.
When
you put butter on bread, though, usually it's like the butter is warm. And it kind of adds like a little bit of warmth to it because you're like you're putting it on there and maybe like it kind of spreads a little bit easier. I don't know. Like mayonnaise, I always think is just like it's a cold ingredient.
Yeah, you don't want to heat that mayonnaise up. That mayonnaise is
absolutely not.
That's a bad idea. Nothing good's gonna happen when you heat mayonnaise up. That's for sure.
Yeah, you don't put it in the mayonnaise and you don't put the mayonnaise on then put it in the oven or anything like that. That's a bad idea.
Right. Yeah, I mean the butter, but it's the same thing, right? It's like kind of a dairy-esque cream that you're just putting on some bread.
Mm-hmm.
I think mayonnaise has a bad rap. I think it's a bad rap. I think mayonnaise is a hilarious.
I agree with you, but
I think mayonnaise is a hilarious food, It's just funny to say mayonnaise. It's funny to say mayo, especially if you prop it up. It props up real easily as something that's kind of gross, even though I can see eating a bunch of mayonnaise. That is gross. But just a little bit of mayonnaise.
A little goes a long way.
Really good. It's really good. We have things like Miracle Whip that are pretending to be mayonnaise, but are definitely not. Like, it's a condiment that has other condiments that pretends to be it. So, yes, like, I would go so far as to, if someone was like, here's some mayonnaise on bread, I'd try it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I get it.
Let's rephrase the question.
Okay.
If someone offered you, like, you went to their house for a house party, and on the hors d'oeuvres, they just had mayonnaise on bread and nothing, maybe a salad with some bacos on it, maybe like on that, do you go back to their next party? What do you think about that party? You'd be like, it's like you're talking to someone on the way home about that the party tray kind of discussion. I feel like you got to talk to someone about that, right?
Yes. Okay. There's a couple things. There is long-time listeners of Video Death Loop. If you go back to season one of Video Death Loop, one of the first episodes we ever watched on this show, one of the first commercials we ever watched, was the Crossfire commercial for the board game Crossfire.
Yes.
And I revealed in Crossfire, I remember this very distinctly because it came to me and it was a truth. It was a truth of mine. I didn't realize it before. But I was always intimidated by the Crossfire commercial because I never assumed
I
was cool enough to be able to own Crossfire.
True.
So
understandable.
If I walked into someone's home and they're like, here's this hors d'oeuvre and it's mayonnaise on toast, I would just assume I'm not cool enough to know about mayonnaise on toast. I'm always going to give the other person, I think, the benefit of the doubt that, like, oh, this is a normal thing that people do and I just don't know about it because I'm not that cool and I'm not that worldly. Okay. Even though I spent a lot of my time trying to become cool and worldly, I just assume that I've missed so many gaps in that, and that deep in my core, I'm just an incredibly uncool guy that I'll eat them. Sure. Yeah. You know best, person, just because I assume you know better than me. So yeah, I would go back just because I'd be like, man, they had these like European hors d'oeuvres. I've never had them before. I would brag about that and make fun of myself for not knowing about mayonnaise on bread.
I think that's a good point, because I'd be like, so what you're saying is, if you saw mayonnaise on bread as the hors d'oeuvre,
yeah,
like in like on there, you would have a slight existential crisis.
Yeah, I would. I would just be like, oh, Aaron, you're such a fucking idiot. You're such a fucking idiot. You obviously, people eat mayonnaise on bread. How could you miss that? For 40 years, how can you miss that? How are you such a dumb shit?
I'm with you. I'd probably have a similar reaction. I'm with you here.
But also my mom is a vegetarian when we get to the like salad with bacos. So I ate a lot of like salad with bacos growing up because my mom won't eat meat. And so like that was always a salad topic for me, was bacos, because it was not meat, because she also wanted to eat it. So it's fine.
So
I'm fine with both. I'm fine with both of these things. I would go back to their party. Also, I would not have had to have cooked that dinner, which the longer I live, the more I realize the only thing I really want out of food is to not be responsible for preparing it. It is my deepest goal is to never make a meal again in my life.
It is. That's a lofty goal, and I respect it on there.
I legitimately would be okay, I think, if I never, ever got to choose what I ate ever again, as long as I didn't have to prepare the food. that like I would be 100% okay with just eating whatever food was there as long as I wasn't responsible for it.
What was like, that? There was a horror movie called, was it The Platform or something? Mm-hmm. Like, was it like where
great film, great
like,
film.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you like it started like it was like a conveyor belt from the top that would go down and had like all this food on it. Yep. And like you would just have like whatever. And depending on like what floor you wake up on, you're like, that's what food you get or something. And
yeah, it's like,
so you'd be okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like to be if I was stuck on like the first floor of the plot, I don't know if I necessarily want to eat other people's like food, because that was like part of the disgusting part of the platform.
Yeah,
was that you randomly woke up on different levels after so many weeks or whatever, and then the further down you were, the more the food was all like eaten up and like, you know, gross, and sometimes people would like shit on it and stuff. It's a great film. Watch the Platform.
Really good film. Recommended on there, but it definitely is a horror film. So if you're not into that, it's you might have like have a great time. Do not put Bacos on it.
Yeah. No, really. If there was just like a cafeteria that was just like, I just walked in with a tray and they're like, here's some food. It's food. I'd be all right.
Okay.
I don't want to say like 100% of the time, even though if it were just me, I would be fine. But I know people around me would probably want to eat a meal with me sometimes that wasn't just like, here's just some food, whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't feel like after a while, like it would just be same or the same old thing on there. You'd not want to like try to switch it up. Or
if it was... I mean, I'm not saying like I definitely would just eat the same food for every meal, right? I guess that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that if it was like a relatively, you know, if there were like 4 to 5 meals that rotated, I think I would be okay for forever.
Okay.
As long as I would not have to prepare that food. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like I honestly, and I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating at all.
No.
I just kind of don't care what I eat most of the time. It's a bigger hassle to me to have to prepare food versus the pleasure I get out of eating the food.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the cost to like pleasure ratio is just skewed way off. I just wouldn't care.
I can understand that. I was trying to do earlier this week. I thought about meal prep. I was like, oh, I should make a bunch of meals to go and just have them ready to go. And so I have like something ready to eat during like lunch or something. And I got to the part where I'm thinking about it. And they're like, that seems too much work. I don't want to do that. So I didn't
It's
do
a
that.
Lot.
I did not meal prep. Yeah.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
I made sandwiches.
Perfect. Yeah. Sandwiches are great.
Yeah.
And I'll do the thing sometimes where I'll just like make a big, you know, like Instapot of something. And I'm like, this is what I'm eating for the rest of the week. This is fine. It's nutritionally balanced.
Like the Instapot is honestly the one thing that is keeping humanity afloat, I think. I'm not even joking. I think that is like crockpots and Instapots, like whatever, is definitely keeping a portion of the population alive, including myself.
No, for sure. For sure. Would you eat this talking lettuce, though? I mean, he seems to be encouraging you to consume him. Because he's talking to this woman, be like, here's how you make a salad. I mean, I know I'm like the primary ingredient of the salad you're about to make, but you should definitely put this on me and eat me.
Yeah, it's like saying pour on the flavor. And it shows like they come back and like it's not just one talking vegetable. It is multiple because each of the talking vegetables have their own face and mouth and like potential to scream. In there,
yeah.
But like it starts out with the lettuce.
Yeah, the lettuce is the first, and then the rest of them start talking. But yeah. there is a moment sort of right before all of the vegetables start talking, where you do see their chopped up bodies in a bowl as the woman pours Bacos on them. And then we cut back and we see them singing. And it's like, I can't help but see that as murdered and like dissected vegetables, like talking living vegetable. I know vegetables yeah. are alive, but they're not talking alive.
Right.
The graphic violence is what you're saying, like here, like right before it goes back, it shows the before on there.
Yeah, and then we go back and we see them singing. It's like, let's remember the good times with the vegetables before you dismembered them.
The there's a moment early on when like the lettuce is talking to the lady, and there's a moment where she's like, she looks and she's like, she's not shocked. She's like, what? Like, why is this lettuce talking to me? It's like, I feel like she's had this conversation before, or yeah, a variation of the conversation.
A little bit of a smile. She seems like a woman that's kind of put upon. It's like, this is not the first food in her kitchen that's talked to her. She's like, huh?
Oh, she more about cooking that, like, than I do.
Raises the upper lip sort of smile / sneer at the same time. It's a good mm-hmm. it's a good face. It's a real human ass face. There it is.
Yeah.
I promise you, John will make that face the image for this episode on videodeathloop.com. So yes. Definitely go check this face out at some point when you get a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to wonder what other things have talked to this woman. I mean, she's kind of burnt out on it. She's like, God, something else. Is it like her milk? Hey, you want to make a better glass of chocolate milk? Try Nestle. Like, huh?
Oh, yeah. And like, it feels like maybe like it's happened to once, and like a salad is typically like your first thing you prepare for a meal, like beforehand, or on that, like getting things together on there. So maybe it's like she's already experienced it once, and then like she's starting to make, it's like, oh, it's time to make dinner, and it's talking to her again, and it's like, really, right now, I'm busy. I'm busy, lettuce. I know what Bacos are.
Yeah. I bought them. Why do you think they're in the house? It's not like you have legs. You didn't send celery out to pick it up. I bought these fucking Bacos.
Now, hold on here.
Do you refrigerate Bacos?
Is it necessary
to refrigerate Bacos? Like, after opening. Obviously closed. Clearly, they're on a shelf. You don't need to refrigerate that. But like, once you've opened them, does that do anything? Because I feel like I would be tempted to put them in the refrigerator after I open them.
I don't think it hurts to put them in the refrigerator, but
it probably doesn't. But do you need to?
I don't think you do. I think you could just have them hang out, like, you know, put the lid on them, I guess.
Sure.
But don't leave them scattered on your kitchen counter for next time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, leave them in the container, right? I'll just sprinkle these bagels around. Just whenever I'm having a salad, just reach over and scoop whatever is laying on the counter onto the top of it.
I'm just going to put my mouth under it and then, like, you know, just like kind of have it pull through and just like eat it that way. Eat the Bacos that way. We don't know. Like, she knows about Bacos, but we don't know if she bought them because, like, the lettuce is suggesting them. Like, maybe they're like, it's like, oh, if you're going to eat us, you're going to eat us right, basically. Like, maybe it came with the salad. Maybe so, like, it got snuck into the cart by the head of lettuce
Okay. I mean, I guess that's fair. I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Lettuce, like, stole that. The Bacos is a stolen product.
I mean, the lettuce has seemingly at least enough mobility to sort of turn itself around. I don't see it reaching and grabbing anything, but it does have a mouth. I mean, if you had it up in like the basket where the kid sits or something, and you know, like you had it right up against the aisle looking at something else, maybe I could see it opening up and like grabbing that Bacos with its mouth and flinging it in the cart.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
hiding it. I mean, you hide it in the cucumber. Hide it in friend cucumber. I mean, he's going to die anyway. Yeah. You might as well kill him, hollow him out, fill him with illicit bacos.
Oh, God. Just, I'm just thinking about... I'm now thinking about just a cucumber that, like, you just bite into and bacos fall out of it. Like it's hollowed out on the inside and just full of bacos.
Oh, my God.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, I don't think I've ever had a hollowed cucumber. I don't think that's a... I don't think you do that. It would take a lot of work. Right? I mean, you could core a cucumber. I mean, depending. Yeah, like a cucumber core, kind of like an apple core, but you just core the cucumber, and then you fill it up with bacos and mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
Sir, invite both John and I to your party, serve that, and just watch as we berate ourselves for not being cool enough to know what a cored out cucumber full of mayonnaise and bacos is called.
Oh, just you don't know what a South you don't know what a Southeast sushi is.
Of course you don't. I could tell from 100 yards you weren't cool enough to know this.
Put on the sunglasses. Just check out the bacon bits. Enjoy the salad.
I think that's what you've learned. Feed me anything, and I'll both be happy with you and distressed at myself for knowing I shouldn't already know what that is. But don't.
Has that ever actually happened in like a situation like with like finger foods and all that? Like, have you ever been like, it's like, oh, that's unusual?
I mean, almost certainly, right? Like, how could you not like, but I mean, people, you know, it's just like if you're at someone else's house, everyone is just like a little bit weird, right? Everyone's just this littlest bit. We can all get along in society, but once you get us in our home, it, like, the gloves are off, the guardrails are gone, and you're just, you know, there's some little bit of something you thought you learned at 3 years old, it you've just never questioned your entire life is going to come out. And
right.
But then also there's just, like, oh, this is just our family recipe. And it's something, like, super fucking weird.
Okay.
And you just don't know. You can either assume that your friend is weird or that you are weird, and I just know I'm going to always pick me as the weird one. because I go home and I listen to Talking Lettuces every day. Every day I listen to Lettuces trying to get me to eat them with bacos, and every day I say, no, I'm not a vegetarian. Like, I'll have actual bacon bits, please.
I feel with like you just like just have the talking lettuce heads like, please eat me, and like, no, I'm like, you've been like, please, I'm 2 weeks out of date.
If I'm gonna eat any food with a face, it's gotta be a steak with John's face on it.
Oh, God. I'm tapping on that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, the this commercial kind of made me realize we weren't much of a salad having family, like with meals and stuff. Like, we always my dad worked in like meat packing and stuff, so it felt like we just had an enormous amount of meat and meat related things, like for the staples,
right?
But not in terms of like I don't think, like, growing up, I don't remember seeing a salad, which says a lot about me probably on there. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I serve salads here some. I mean, my kid doesn't like them, but at least she sees me eating them.
Okay. That's a step. Like, you've normalized eating a salad, yes, which is good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're in the first they ignore the salad, then they make fun of the salad, then they fight the salad, then the salad wins. I think we're I think we're in the fight the salad portion. The salad is about
okay. Maybe that's the same reaction, like as a kid, like any kid at this point, like you look at it, it's like, oh, I'm not going to eat that. That's like, that's not my thing. But it's like, you realize like, maybe I'm not the hip one to salads, and you learned from yep. there. So, okay. Yeah.
Yep. It's eating all that salad that makes you feel, uncool. Just being around a salad, perhaps.
Just being around. Like a Ruby Tuesday salad bar of coolness.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I've also don't remember. I've definitely seen Bakos, but I don't ever know if I've had, like, I've never bought a thing of Bakos, so I don't know how long that lasts. Like, I feel like a thing of Bakos probably lasts for a very long time in the household.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like, depending on how much. I mean, I was about to say, it depends on how much Bakos you eat, but that's such an obvious statement that I don't even want to say it. But yeah, I mean, if you don't eat salads very often, obviously the Bakos are going to stick around. I mean, you could sometimes just get you a handful of Bakos, I guess, if you wanted them. They're not mm-hmm. too bad.
Yeah, just like you need a quick pick-me-up on there.
Bakos, there's some Bakos on your ice cream. See if that's anything.
Have a mayo on bread. Put some Bakos on top of that.
Yeah, do it.
A little spice, yeah. But that is that's Video Death Loop for this week. We made it. Aaron, woo-hoo. We made it through another video. We can mark that down on the survey card. We can turn that in to registration and get a free 20% off of whatever video for next week, I think, on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So I've got a video I was just shy of being able to afford, but now with that coupon, I'm ready to go.
It goes a long way. If you enjoy this, tell your friends, tell everyone, tell your friend that serves the weird hors d'oeuvres at the party. Like if they don't know, just let them, like, just send them this video. Don't tell them anything else. Just send this their way.
They'll figure it out.
Let them figure it out.
They're like, yeah. Okay. Maybe popcorn with mustard isn't the thing.
I don't know. Like, you like that hot, like that hot mustard might be kind of good, actually. I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be okay. I don't know. I'm not opposed to this after this conversation, actually. you can rate us on iTunes or whatever platform you found us on. You can probably give us 5 stars or whatever stars you feel like it. Telling a friend is probably going to be the number one way that you get people to, like, we get people to listen to it. So we really appreciate it when people do.
Yeah.
Questions at Video Death Loop. If you have suggestions or questions of your own, I'm sure you have many questions after this episode. We're here to answer them 24/7. Operators are standing by on there. And Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Have a nice week.
That's it. Bye.
Bye.